Morning, everybody. Greetings from Portland Ecclesia. This is a story of the Good Samaritan, and I'm sure you've been exhorted on it maybe a dozen so times in the last 6 years, even. I know at WCBS we had 3 years running with it, and now it's my turn. One of the things when I exhort is I like to put myself into the story. And in this story, we have the priest, and occasionally I'm that person, right? We have the Levite, and occasionally I'm that person. We have the Samaritan, and I'm embarrassingly few times that person. Most of the time, I'm the guy that got beat up, right? Do we share this experience, or am I alone, right? Something's gone wrong, and I need help. And a lot of that time, I'm that person. And I've given this exhortation 3 times and actually tracked my development as to how well I listen to my own exhortations. And I'm far better than I was the first time. So I'll tell you the history of this exhort and why I gave it the first time. Lisa and I were living in Boise, and we were moving out of a rental house into our own house. And the guy across the street was a mover, and I was going to pay him $200 to move my stuff down the street to my new house. And Sister Carol Long would have none of that stupidity. She packed the entire ecclesia up. They showed up at my house and moved my stuff. Right? as a middle-aged male, it's hard to accept help. Right? In this society, I can do anything, right? I can do anything. I don't need anybody's help, or at least that's my mental mindset. And as an engineer, I'm a problem solver, so solving problems is what I do. It's my natural tendency. And accepting help is just not in my repertoire, or at least at that time. And, you know, who wants to have the ecclesia come and go through all your stuff? Right? Right, okay, I'm not alone in this thought process, right? So, I mean, it's a shared thought process, right? But fortunately, the power of Sister Carol Long, a beloved sister, made all that sort of be irrelevant. You know, the ecclesia is going to come, the ecclesia is going to be your stuff, and you're going to be moved in by noon and have a nice, relaxing rest of your day. this is one of those glorious ecclesias or exhortations that writes itself in a matter of seconds, right? I struggle with writing exhortations, but this one, I'm sitting in the back of the trailer, lifting my washing machine up with Brother Tim Thorson, who's got one arm in a cast, and I was like, wow, this is actually a wonderful exhortation. It just wrote itself. I'm done. I'll put it on a note card and give the exhortation, which is normally I write every single word because I will leave out half of my exhortation. Today I've got crib notes and I'm going to give the exhortation. Just if I track myself against this, as to receiving help, hopefully I'm a little better. But we go back to this story, and this guy that got beat up. There are no action verbs associated with him, right? He was walking down to Jericho. It's past tense. He's done walking down to Jericho. Now he's doing nothing. He's bleeding on the side of the road. Right? People gaze upon him. He doesn't do anything. The Samaritan picks him up and puts him on the donkey. The Samaritan takes him to this inn and pays the two pieces of silver and helps him. And, for all his medical bills and room and board. Now, put yourself in this guy's shoes. Presumably he's Jewish. Doesn't say, but let's pretend he's Jewish. He just got helped by the most despicable human beings imaginable to him. Could we do that? Right? the lowest of the low just helped this guy. Now, how many Jews would, as soon as they could walk, be out of there and not even be associated with this guy helping you. But this guy, do I measure up to this guy? he has no action verbs associated with him. And occasionally, an embarrassingly large amount of times, I fail to measure up to this guy, and he's got no action verbs associated with him. So tracking my progress, right, as a reluctant guy to receive help, I've improved, right? Ecclesia did actually force itself to move my stuff. I didn't like, so I won't count that as me actually improving in my behavior. But a couple of years ago, I was working at HP in Boise, Idaho, and it was, you know, working on printer design, and they brought the printer company. They bought Samsung that was sort of helping qualify, so I was no longer needed. And I got offered a job in Portland, and you know, God paves the road for you to go down. You might as well just go down it, right? And Brother Paul and Nancy Sharp put us up for 6 months in their basement, rent free. Right? This is not something that I would have done 5 years ago. Right? You know, it's just the wonderful being a Christadelphian, we're in a community where you can do that. Right? And somebody will. Oh, just live here for 6 months until you get a permanent job and find a home. It's not something in my wheelhouse. So I can say I've improved somewhat in this effort. And living in a basement, I'm a very much sunshine kind of guy. Living in a basement, and that was a struggle. But you know, Paul and Nancy are just such overwhelmingly wonderful people. How many of you know them? Nancy seems to know everybody, so I assume you all know Nancy. I can say that I've improved, but I still a reluctant help recipient. But I am making progress. Okay, sorry, I'm struggling with my own notes. So how does this apply to us, right? We live in this society. We actually have something better than Santa Claus. We have Amazon, and it works 364 days a year, but not Christmas. We can have anything we want, anytime we want. We have massive social systems to help us. So how does this apply to us, right? Because I am very much an easy self-isolator. And I have a wife who's also very much an easy self-isolator. So we don't actually complement each other in that way. And it could be a very easy natural tendency to self-isolate and not receive help. Even, you know, from people who love you, much less people who you hate, right, the Samaritan. So this is something we actually, I think, struggle with in this society, is that sort of the receiving end of help. And this is sort of the hidden exhortation in this parable that's directly about helping others. Well, there's somebody receiving help. And I think this exhortation is, the exhortation there is, love, to love one another. It's also kind of hard to receive it, especially if it's not in your wheelhouse. So my exhortation to you is, at least think things through. Are you a wall builder like I am, a natural wall builder? I don't want your help. I don't need your help. Or can we move past that, right? Or can I move past that and accept the love from somebody else who's willing to love me? And I see that weakness in myself. I see myself growing in that, but not as fully grown as I'd like. And with that, we see that Christ was completely willing to accept help, right? He was willing to accept people's gifts, willing to accept a woman washing his feet with her hair and tears, right? I couldn't do that, not even to this day. You'd have to knock me out, right? And Christ did that, right? He accepted that woman's love. And, I never sort of thought of that exhortation in that way until that moment I was sat there in the back of that trailer, moving my own washing machine with the one-armed guy. You know, and that is just another side of Christ that I had not seen until that time. And I would ask you to actually, in this exhortation, is to ask you to maybe see that as something that we can work on in ourselves, or maybe you're even much better at it than I am, and I'm just exhorting to myself, which has happened before. at least I'm listening, I hope. So the core of the exhortation is, you know, see when receiving love would be the hard thing to do, and open yourselves up towards it. Thank you.